Okay, good morning everybody. Thank you for coming, and this morning I would like to share with you control of black cutworm using nematode in turf grass condition. Black cutworm is, as you know, is a cosmopolitan pest, yes, and affecting various host plants. And in turf grass especially, it is important because it loves really creeping bent grass. And this pest has 6 to 7 larval in stage, and from 3rd upward up to 6, these are the damaging larval instar in turf grass condition. And because of the sunken areas they form in golf courses, they really make a problem for golfers to play on greens. So generally, the control options are in turf grass by removing eggs through clippings daily, and also different class of insecticides are used to control this pest, but we know the side effect of these nasty chemicals to environment. So anything effective and persistent biocontrol agents would be appreciable, and that's what these nematodes do potentially. The use of nematodes have been already reported to control black cutworm, but most of the studies were before most of the nematodes were commercially available. So only lab strains of Carpocapsae mainly and Bacteriophora were used, but nowadays we have several strains of products of nematodes, and so we want to test those products. Plus, in those studies in early 90s, mostly one or two larval instars were used in the study, so you need a product to control most of developmental stage, as you may get a mixed population in your turf grass. So what we had in mind to know were the followings. We want to test the efficacy of the nematode products, and also to know the relative susceptibility of the instars, and also the potential of effective nematodes for recycling purpose. We got eggs from a company, and the caterpillars were reared on artificial diet, and we got 6 nematode products from company, and also we included 2 nematode species, Carpocapsae strain all, and also indica for because this is a nematode from tropical countries. What we did was one caterpillar was introduced into 1 ounce cup, in which we have also included diet in sandy loam soil condition, and then the nematodes were applied, and the experiments were repeated over time, and a contingency table was used for data analysis. In this experiment, I compared the nematode efficacy. The nematodes Bacteriophora, Megadis, Carpocapsae, Faltae, Krause, and Rio Bravi, along with control treatments, were applied. The nematodes were applied at 2 dose rates, 30 and 100 infective juveniles per larvae. Here, 6 instar larvae, and the data were assessed, the mortality were assessed at 2 and 6 days after treatment. So in the lower dose rates, you can see all the nematodes were performing poorly, again 6 instar, and by increasing dose rates, Megadis was performing better than the others. 6 days after treatment, in which the mortality did not increase after that time. So at lower dose rates, you can see Faltae and Krause were poor performing again 6 instar larvae. By increasing the dose rates, Krause was still performing lower than the other strains. The same experiment was repeated but using 5 instar larvae, and you can see at lower dose rate again, Megadis was really doing good job as compared to the others, but Carpocapsae, which was reported as one of the best species in earlier study, was among the poor performing in this case. At higher concentration, even carbocapsia was not doing fine. 6 days after application, again, Faltei and Krause were performing poorly. Increasing the concentration even did not help Krause in this case. So the experiment again against Forzin star larvae at lower dose rates, you can see Megadis was really doing good job over here. Carpocapsae again among the lowest. At higher dose rates, Rio Bravo was not that great. At final day of data mortality assessment, you can see Faltea and Krause were the poorest, and at higher dose rates, there was no significant difference among the nematodes. So we selected only few nematodes and species and did again a sudden star larvae, which is a tiny star. So Megadis was again doing better than the others, and Carpocapsae was doing good also, good job at early stage of controlling if you increase concentration at this case, and Rio Bravo was almost similar to the lower dose rate. And there was no difference at both concentration 6 days later. So to include Indica and all strain Carpocapsae in this experiment, we compared in vivo and in vitro condition produced nematodes. You can see the green one, the product did not differ in their efficacy when they were even compared at lower dose rates. But Megadis and Carpocapsae, you can see, were really doing better job than the other in vivo produced nematodes, including Indica. Because these two nematodes, their in vivo produced products were better than the in vitro products. We do not find any difference between all strain and in vivo produced Carpocapsae. So the same trend was there for when the data was were collected 6 days after treatment in all conditions. So in previous experiments, at one time, the experiment, at one given experimental time, only one developmental stage was used. Just to minimize experimental error, in this experiment, I included all the developmental stages at a given experimental time. So you can see here, Megadis and Bacteriophora, when they were applied, both fifth and fourth instars were the most susceptible than the third and sixth instars. Carpocapsae did not perform well, so there was no difference between the susceptibility of the instar 2 days after data, after treatment application, and there was some variation for Rio Bravo. For both Megadis and Bacteriophora, again, fifth and fourth were almost the most susceptible one, and Carpocapsae was doing better than the other. Again, it's a tiny sardine star larvae, and you can see here almost for all nematodes, the sixth instar was the least susceptible one. When we increased the concentration, again, for both Megadis and Bacteriophora, fifth and sixth were the most, fifth and fourth were the most susceptible, and Megadis really did a good job against this tiny sardine star larvae at higher concentration. Again, Carpocapsae had difficulty when the caterpillar were bigger, and there were some differences for Rio Bravo. At maximum, at higher dose rates and giving enough time, so almost all developmental stage had similar efficacy susceptibility, except for against for Carpocapsae, in which it had difficulty to control the bigger caterpillar here. So in this experiment, I looked at the reproduction potential of the nematodes, so that recycling potential would be assessed for these nematodes. You can see here number of infective juveniles per larvae was the lowest for Megadis when it was tested against the fifth instar larvae. You can imagine the best, the fast killer nematode when it cannot recycle itself, that is not a good story. So we looked at it, and the caterpillar weight of the caterpillar was measured before after the insects were dead, and almost all the nematodes, the caterpillar pips and star larvae killed by Megadis were lighter in weight than the other insect, the other nematodes. So if you compare the, if you see the reproduction potential, like looking at infective juveniles per body weight of the insect, there was no difference between the nematodes. So Feltia and Krause were performing a list, and Megadis, Bacteriophora, Carpocaps, and Rheobrave performed almost equal and highly 6 days after treatment. And Megadis were the first killer. In vivo produced Megadis and Carpocaps performed better than their in vitro nematodes. And fourth and fifth instars were more susceptible than the third and sixth. With this, I would like to thank the funding source and company that provide us with nematodes, and you for your attention.